The Milky Way. Spare a thought for the team at Grange Farm, Shipdham, near Dereham. Three of them will be in the dairy at 4 a.m. on Christmas morning for the four-hour shift required to milk up to 500 Holstein cows. Then at 4 p.m, the milkers will be back to repeat the procedure, this time overseen by two dairymen. "The afternoon is the killer," said Robert Proctor, 37, who was brought up on the farm owned by his father Ken. "You just don't feel like it after a big dinner. Of course, it's not just us in the dairy who are working to get the milk moving. The hauliers will turn up in his tank at about 8:30 a.m, and he wants to pick up and get finished as well. But the cows' welfare comes first, and nothing stops for Christmas Day. Asked if any junior members of the family are on milking duty this Christmas, father of two, Robert replied wistfully, "I have two sons, aged 2 and 5, so not yet." Sharing lunch with strangers in need. Sue and Gary Moore's Christmas sounds pretty much like everyone else's, with a traditional Christmas lunch for their guests. But there's one big difference. Their guests aren't even family or even friends. In fact, they've never met them before. The couple live in Dereham and are one of two private houses who have signed up to Norfolk County Council's In Good Company campaign, which aims to ensure no one has a lonely day this Christmas. "We did it for the first time last year and had two guests," said Sue. "It used to be something that the vicar would do, but it's not as common as it used to be. We're members of the Church Army, the missional part of Church of England, and therefore committed to serving in the community wherever we can. It's nice to know that people don't have to be alone on Christmas Day if they don't want to be." Sue and Gary have two grown-up daughters. One lives in Scotland and the other in Ely, where they will be heading for in the evening. "It saves us being alone too," says Sue. "Our guests last year were two elderly ladies, one of which had the beginnings of dementia, and her daughter was working on Christmas Day. So it was nice for her to have somewhere to go. We have the same Christmas as everyone else, really. We just share it with those who would otherwise be on their own." Feed the birds. Feeding ducks is a joy which you never grow out of, says Penthorpe aviculturalist Kate McPherson. But when you have dozens of ducks to feed, plus hundreds of swans, geese, moorhens and more, there's plenty of fun to be had. Kat volunteers to work over Christmas at Penthorpe Natural Park. And she loves the tranquility of having the reserve to herself. And it means she can head home to Edinburgh for a lively new year after enjoying the peace at Penthorpe when it's closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. There's a lot to do, though, with more than just the ducks to feed. It takes more than 3 hours to feed everything, from the red squirrels, wading birds and swans, to geese and harvest mice. She'll then have a Christmas lunch and return to work again, where the jobs include feeding again and tucking the flamingos into bed. "I love it. It's peaceful. You never get bored of feeding the ducks. They always think they're ravenous," she said. "The views are very nice and it's so peaceful," she says, adding that Penthorpe is a great place to walk off lunch. Christmas at sea. The men and the women who volunteer as crew of the Lowestoft RNLI lifeboat hope for a quiet Christmas, but if there's a call out, they're ready to respond as they would be on any other day. Builder Phil Holdsworth says, "Over the 3 years I've been on the crew, we've not had a Christmas Day call out, but the crew are still meet up and go to sea each year to provide safety cover for the annual Christmas Day swim. Although Philip hasn't been called out on December the 25th, 2 years ago there was an unusual visitor to Lowestoft on Christmas Day when a 900-foot cruise liner, P&O Arcadia, dropped anchor off the South Beach on Christmas morning. After completing the Christmas Day swim duties, our full-time coxswain, John Fox, decided to make a courtesy visit to the cruise ship, as it isn't unusual for such a large vessel to come so close inshore. Our crewman, dressed as Santa, was given an especially warm welcome from the ship, with passengers returning his cheery waves.